I am in the boat with Jesus and his disciples. I sense the buzz. I can smell the lake. I feel the night setting in. I have heard the intense teachings of Jesus. My head is spinning. I'm trying to process all of the parables he's been speaking in, including the ones we heard last week and then some. This is all the same day. Now it's night, and Jesus wants to go to the other side of the big lake, which Mark calls the Sea of Galilee. I want to go too. I have great hope for this enigmatic leader I want to follow. Unlike most of the disciples that get in that boat, I have very limited boating and fishing experiences from which to draw. I know enough to know that if a mega storm arises, I am not the one to be in charge. I know how the story ends, and yet I would still want the leader to take over. I would wake up Jesus in a panic. I don't always know what to expect from Jesus. I do know, though, that Jesus can calm this storm. And I know exactly what it feels like in my bones to transfer all of my anxiety and fear to another, to point a finger or blame rather than dwell with what is scary. I know what it feels like to ask, "Do you not care?" Jesus wakes, full drama, full color. Jesus rebukes the wind, and the sea calms. Usually, I have imagined Jesus turning to his disciples with the same level of passion and upset and saying, "What are you afraid of? Have you no faith?" This year, though, I'm imagining these questions with some compassion, too. Jump in the boat with me for a moment. Hold that compassion and those questions as your own. What are you afraid of? Have you still no faith? One of my first memories of fear resulted from watching Ghostbusters while my cousin Kristen and I spent a week with my grandparents. Grandma and Grandpa O didn't know that I wasn't allowed to watch such movies for good reason. Although the movie seems silly to me now as an adult, my child brain reacted with fear. Aside from the concept of ghosts, I don't know what triggered my nightmares. However, I spent weeks and weeks and weeks waking my family and myself, tossing and shouting in my sleep. What are you afraid of? Since childhood's scary ghosts, my fears have become more of this world. There are plenty of personal fears to choose from. Will there be enough? Fears of abandonment or isolation, fear of the death of the loved one or the diagnosis that you didn't want to hear, persecution. And there are plenty of societal fears, environmental degradation, leadership decisions fueled by hate, racism, sexism. These are real fears. I'm in the boat because Jesus doesn't say there's nothing to be afraid of. He asks, maybe challenges, "What are you afraid of?" There's a difference. I'm also in the boat right now because of the next question. Have you still no faith? These two questions together require the examination of how faith in Jesus interacts with our fears. How does our faith speak to fear? I struggle with this. Although my childhood nightmares were small in the spectrum of fear, they helped me approach this question this week. Biology required me to sleep every night and revisit the place where my fear dwelt. I found comfort each night in my faith in my parents. I had faith that they would be there when I woke us all up again from my nightmares. Their presence in what was a temporary nightly ritual help my nightmares eventually become every other night, then every few days, then infrequent, then not at all. When wrestling, how does our faith speak to our fear? One way to start is to know that Jesus is present. That knowledge can help us spark the courage to take one step, the first step. That knowledge can help spark the courage to turn our motivation away from fear to faith. When we're motivated by fear, we turn to rage and blame. We shut down. We turn to dehumanizing. We turn to walls. When we're motivated by faith in Jesus, we turn to naming our fears to God and one another. We open up. We discern and embrace what response we are called to take. We get into the boat and cross to the unknown on the other side. When having faith feels like too much, we turn to other stories of choosing how to act with faith instead of fear. Some of the stories I am dwelling with right now are the ones celebrated this weekend at Pride Festival. I've been blessed to hear the personal stories of people who have been a part of Pride for decades. This year, it was also my joy to watch the premiere of Out North, a TPT production that tells stories from Minnesota's LGBTQ history. A shout out to St. Mark's own Diana Fraser and Tracy Jones, who both had roles in it. In all of these stories, the theme of transformation has struck me. Through these stories, I learned a little about the history of the Twin Cities Pride Parade, which has just started. Originally, the parade began in the early 70s, with about 50 people marching in protest of the discrimination and hate of gay people. To be seen in that march was originally to risk your life as you knew it. You could lose your friends, your community, your job, your personal safety. Although we still have a long way to go in terms of equality for our LGBTQ family, the parade today is huge. It is still one of protest, and it is one of celebration of the diversity of God's kingdom. Today, it includes about 150 faith communities, not just people, communities, marching proudly, including many people from our own St. Mark's. We all are able to march because over 40 years ago, a small group of people chose faith over fear to take their first step. I don't know what their faith was grounded in. Regardless, they are examples for us as followers of Jesus to say this is what faith looks like in the face of fear. What are you afraid of? How does your own faith speak to that fear? Sometimes, as people following the way of Jesus, we are going to be asked to sit, to listen, to inwardly digest. Sometimes, as followers of Jesus, we are going to be invited into that boat, and a storm will arise. Faith in Jesus does not mean that all of our fears go away. Faith in Jesus is a call to let those fears not control us. When the disciples finally reach the other side of the Sea of Galilee, they stay by Jesus' side. They walk with him and they are greeted by a man possessed by a demon so great that he can break all chains. They walk with Jesus and they see that man healed and transformed. They keep taking the next step, and they see God's presence incarnate here on earth. We can too. I'm in the boat with Jesus and the disciples. I need to be reminded to choose faith over and over again. I hope I'm ready to step out and be transformed by Jesus's presence. I wonder, where are you in this sacred story?